Hi, and welcome to Experience Points by University XV. On Experience Points, we explore different ways we can learn from games. I'm your host, Dave Eng, from Games-Based Learning by University XV. Find out more at universityxv.com. On today's episode, we'll answer the question, what is player relevance? Players play games for multiple different reasons. Many of those reasons have to do with their sense of intrinsic or extrinsic motivation. No matter the reason, all players play games because they find them relevant for themselves, as well as for their player character and through their journey throughout the game. But what is player relevance? Why is it important? How can it be leveraged as a game designer and as an educator using games-based learning? This episode covers the concept of player relevance in depth. Specifically, it defines the term player relevance for the context of this episode. Player agency and its relationship to player relevance will be covered and discussed. The decision space and individual motivations are equally important for determining player relevance. Therefore, this episode will discuss both in relationship to the player journey. Player relevance has much to do with the player experience and how that experience fits into the different formal structures of games, such as game mechanics. New players must also be considered for player relevance, as they are always joining new games. Therefore, adequate time and attention needs to be paid towards onboarding and realizing their experience relevant to the game. Lastly, this episode covers games as learner-centric experiences in games-based learning and how relevance can be used as a tool by both learners and educators alike. So what exactly is relevance? For many, relevance is connecting a series of topics or content from one to another in a logical and thematic way. For games, this means that formal structures and elements are connected to each other in a way that makes them engaging and playing the game holistic. Great games are able to tie both game mechanics and the theme into a coherent whole. For the purposes of this episode, we will discuss player relevance as it relates to the player experience, the formal structures of games, and the applications of games-based learning for achieving a specific educational outcome. Certain elements are more relevant for achieving one goal over another, such as making the game fun and engaging while also honoring players' time and commitment to educational learning goals. Therefore, this episode will focus on what specific elements of games are relevant for the player and learner to achieve learning and development. Good player relevance is related to good player agency. Player agency addresses the need for individuals to take and make decisions within the game. That means that really great and engaging games provide both an opportunity and a need for a player to engage with them. This means that games' core loop revolves around a player's empowerment to take action. However, players, educators, and designers must also know that interaction differs from game to game. Some games demand something from some players, while other games demand something else. This is why some players prefer playing very deep and crunchy Euro games versus abstract games, mobile games, and social deduction games. The asks for players differ based on what is required from the player. Therefore, their level of interaction, and by nature, relevance, is different as well. In addition, many will notice that some of the best and most adept or engaging games require players to play, engage, and interact with the game in different ways. This may come through different types of engagement, like dexterity games versus abstract games, or via communication, such as communication through social games or lack of it from some cooperative games. All of these types of engagements require something from the player, but the way it demands it from the player and how that engagement is structured within the rest of the formal elements of the game may change from play to play. Conversely, there are other games that are identified as being shallow or lacking in this depth. This doesn't mean that they are bad games. Rather, their experience is much more succinct in that one or a few plays provides the range of experiences that one might come to gain from playing the game. Some interactive experiences may embody this wholeheartedly, such as with escape rooms, whereas other games may lack further experience due to lack of development. The provision of player agency is what makes games relevant experiences for players overall. The structure of that agency and how players take actions within that space is called the decision space of games. The decision space is how players can make decisions and choices in games and how those choices expand or contract dependent on the game, the player, and other players' actions. Some decisions may be more relevant than others in the game. Presenting more decisions than a player could conceivably take could induce a form of analysis paralysis for players. However, this can be mitigated by providing clear paths and roles for players to take within the game. This is often included in game tutorials or other forms of content within game design that onboards players and helps them achieve agency and make meaningful decisions within the game. It can be further reinforced when these tutorials are linked to something thematic in the game, as well as players' own level of experience and skill. Player aids are often found in tabletop games that help players review the meaning and outcome of different decisions and symbols associated with the game. The same player aids can be adapted for use across different games and educational applications by demonstrating to players the relevance of decisions that they can make throughout the experience. Such relevant hints could provide players with a structure for how their turns would proceed following a specific line of actions versus another. Digital games can take this one step further by illustrating to players what decisions may be the best given their circumstances and their own individual goals. Some of this can already be achieved with learning management systems. These systems provide the structure and tools for learners to progress to the next module or course in a curriculum that best helps them achieve their learning outcomes. Such adaptation represents the use and application of game-like elements in non-game settings. Learner and player relevance in games and games-based learning is connected to their own motivations. Those motivations could be intrinsic, extrinsic, or both. In any case, motivation is what makes game content and learning content relevant for the learner as they proceed. Sustained motivation for players is obtained and sustained in games-based learning when game mechanics relate to the specific outcomes of games and what designers and educators want their players to achieve and do. Specifically in training and enablement, those outcomes are tied to some kind of performance task. That means that relevance for learners has to do with the application of knowledge to some practical exercise. Relevance for games-based learning is connected to both game mechanics and game dynamics, which directly relate to the specific task outcome. For example, sales teams who are playing a game to help enable them to find and engage with bigger accounts will want to apply and use those lessons learned in the game to their practice outside of it. Success outside of the game gained from lessons learned inside of the game is often the most cogent form of reinforcement and relevance. Player relevance and motivation also work hand in hand when identifying what learners' preferences and goals are when learning and playing. Knowing what the player intends to pursue and what they can attain can demonstrate to instructors and educators what should be available and what should be part of games-based learning application that is structured on top of a program's learning outcomes. Specifically, new learners may attempt to achieve easier and less complicated goals since they are relatively new, whereas more experienced or advanced learners may attempt more challenging goals if they already possess a high degree of self-efficacy. Nevertheless, it's important to target and support learners' motivations when designing for player relevance, as their perceptions greatly influence their actions within the game. Player motivations greatly influence game mechanics for both game designers and educators. Game mechanics examined in the context of player relevance greatly influence the core loop of gameplay as a source of continuous engagement in the game and with the learning content. Designers and educators alike should be careful not to ignore the core loop. The loop should be designed simply and with players in mind. It should also unfold to provide greater depth for players as the game continues to evolve and unfold. Chess is a classic example of this, as the same types of moves are available for both player pieces, but dynamics of gameplay and player interaction make it so that the game provides nearly limitless strategic depth when other moves are taken into account. And depth remains an important consideration as it influences the longevity of the game for players over time. However, care should be taken not to mistake game complexity for depth. There are complicated games without much depth and simple games with much of it. Part of the charge of being a good game designer is finding a balance between complexity and simplicity that best exemplifies player behavior and engagement. Simple games such as Rocket League make it so that the mechanics of player actions are simple and easily described and implemented. But the interaction between players within the constraints of the game environment make it so that the game requires much more skill and engagement from players to truly excel at it. One of the most important aspects to consider for player relevance are new players, specifically players who are engaging with the game for the first time. While educators may be used to learners who are experiencing new material for the first time, designers can also benefit by creating game structures for player relevance with a focus on the role of these new players. This new player experience is important because the first kinds of experiences that new players will have playing a new game will affect and influence their future experiences with it. That means that making sure that players are onboarded early and well is important to consider. While new players might be new at playing this game, they may not be new to playing games in general. So creating game experiences that are relevant to these players means providing scale challenges for them that honor their past experiences, but also require them to learn the specific aspects that are different in a new game. Different players coming to new games and different learners coming to learning experiences for the first time arrive with different levels, backgrounds, and biases around playing and learning. This means that certain individuals will learn and play differently and at different levels compared to their peers. Taking into account how player efficacy asymmetrically affects the player experience is another critical facet of player relevance. This means that it's important for both educators and designers to consider how experiences scale based on the uneven progression of how individuals of different skill levels learn and play games. It is often best practice to critically examine a game structure and learning content to examine what the basic necessities and structures are inherent to the experience. Careful consideration can then be made after examination to determine what is absolutely necessary for new players to learn and engage at the most basic competency level first, prior to excelling at a more advanced level in the game. Ultimately, player relevance in game-based learning boils down to what is necessary for the learner to excel when playing and learning. Specifically, what aspects of the learning content and gameplay makes the most impactful learning experience? Therefore, it is important for instructional designers, learning designers, and game-based learning educators to focus on the critical message, performance, objectives, and ultimately learning outcomes they want them to attain and succeed at. The most successful serious games and application of game-based learning truly marry game mechanics and learning outcomes together in a holistic manner, such that the completion of one also means the completion of another. This connection represents the best and most applicable format for learners to take advantage of the experiential learning cycle of game-based learning. More advanced application of game-based learning can then take into account players' achieved and advanced competencies so that they can continue to play, pursue, and engage in learning content at a higher level. This scalability is often represented in classic abstract games such as checkers, chess, go, and backgammon, where the player choices are simplistic, but the results of those choices unfold over time to reveal advanced strategies and outcomes. Less prevalent games often lack this kind of unfolding and strategic depth. This means that these games might be novelties for players and learners at the beginning, but may not possess enough unfolding strategy to warrant repeat plays. It's these repeat plays that leave lasting and indelible memories in the hearts and minds of learners, which makes growth and development through game-based learning memorable and effective. Relevance is, of course, a critical aspect of game-based learning and how learners and players experience and interact with both games and learning content. That's because relevance in game-based learning is often implemented in one of two ways. The game may be applied for its content, value to teach people about certain subjects or to assist in helping players acquire skills. In either case, the game needs to be relevant to players' own motivations and aspirations, as well as the learning outcomes of the teacher or instructor. Relevance in game-based learning can be found in this way by making the learner the center of the activity or process. This prioritization of the learner or player journey makes it so that the game is used as a vehicle for helping learners achieve specific outcomes through their play. In this way, game elements such as mechanics, dynamics, and components are used in relation to the didactic elements indicated by the instructor. The connection of these elements results in the use of games as a medium for teaching and learning through game-based learning. Such connection affects a more holistic application of games as a relevant source of experience, content, and information for the learner. This episode reviewed the concept of player relevance in depth. It discussed the definition of relevance within the scope of games. Player agency and decision space of games were discussed as it relates to player relevance. How players are motivated to play and continue to play games, as well as how they interact with a game through established mechanics, were included. Finally, player relevance was discussed as part of the new player experience, player-centric applications, and the implementation of player relevance in games-based learning. I hope you found this episode useful. If you'd like to learn more, then a great place to start is with my free course on gamification. You can sign up for it at universityxp.com/gamification. You can also get a full transcript of this episode, including links to references in the description or show notes. Thanks for joining me. Again, I'm your host, Dave Ang from Game-Based Learning by University XP. On Experience Points, we explore different ways we can learn from games. If you like this episode, please consider commenting, sharing, and subscribing. Subscribing is absolutely free and ensures that you'll get the next episode of Experience Points delivered directly to you. I'd also love it if you took some time to rate the show. I live to lift others with learning, so if you found this episode useful, consider sharing it with someone who could also benefit. Also, make sure to visit University XP online at universityxp.com. University XP is also on Twitter at university_XP and on Facebook and LinkedIn as University XP. Also, feel free to email me anytime. My email address is dave@universityxp.com. Game on.